The head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us now outside the Beaver locker room. Jim, congratulations. That was a hard-fought victory for your team.
Thanks, Schultz. Yeah, it was. That was like a playoff hockey game. It was no easy ice for either team. It was a battle.
I thought you were the better team in the first period, and you owned them in the faceoff circle. Second period, I thought, was them. Third period, I thought you went back onto the attack. You agree with all that?
Yeah. No, I thought very astute of you, Schultz. Yeah, I was a little disappointed in how the second period went, obviously. To give it one breakaway, is hopefully you learn a lesson, but to happen to have it four times, like, good Lord. And I just said, hey, this is the biggest period of the year coming up. You know, we're down a goal. How are you going to go out and respond? And I told them just now, I said, I'm just really, really proud of you, because you have a lot of character. It's been a while since we've been able to come back on anybody. So that was huge.
Having odd man rushes happens in this sport a lot. You mentioned the breakaways. Both teams had them, and it was 1-on-0 on virtually all of them. What was going on where both teams were just able to get past the defense so easily, it seemed?
Yeah, you know what? I said a lot of it's looking. You're looking for offense. You're looking, and you're not paying attention to what's going on behind you. And I know on the one goal that they scored, our defense was too spread out. We didn't do a very good job protecting the middle, and our player coming off the bench, rather than coming back and staying above players, she dives down into the zone. And it just, again, it's those simple things we talk about all the time. We talk about playing the right way, and credit them. They obviously made the plays, but we just got to do a much better job. And I thought we did that in the third period.
How much confidence do you have in your top line of getting some offense for your team?
Well, they were playing well tonight. Paige Beebe was she's hard to stop when she gets going, and she was just she on the game winning goal. I think her shot rattled Frank and hit her right in the head, and
yep.
She didn't know where the puck was, but obviously Lydia can score, and when they're going, they're pretty they can be pretty lethal.
On that game winner, how important is that first shot of putting it in a spot where it's tough for a goalie to handle?
Oh, it's huge, and we talked about that. We talked about in the first period, a lot of our shots were missing the net. We said just put it in their pads. Create rebounds, create. Emma's been talking about greasy goals are pretty goals, and she keeps harping it. And both of her power play goals tonight were exactly that.
Down the stretch last week, you need to pull your goalie for an extra attacker. Today, you flipped the script. Do you like defensively how you handled that today?
Yeah, that we did a pretty good job. We right at the end there, I think, and Huntsie knew it. If she takes the puck and just skates it into the corner and just eats it, they don't get one more chance. But I thought for the most part we did a pretty good job. I thought we did a good job in the neutral zone, standing them up. And, having not been in that position a lot of times, it's obviously a learning experience.
It was about 10 seconds or so left, and they had the puck not quite in the far corner from your bench, not quite behind the net. It was kind of in that tweener area. And Ella Anik just put her head down and went right and just attacked. And I thought that took away any possible chance they had of making a centering pass. That is 100% instinct of attack, attack, attack in that situation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yep. Yeah, she read it, and she was aggressive, and that's what we talk about all the time. So that was big.
If you're aggressive and make mistakes, it's all right. You're aggressive and it pays off. That gets that gets shown on video tomorrow, doesn't it?
That's right, yep.
Best of luck, Jim. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Schultz. Appreciate it.